Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Aleph, 31. This perek once again begins with a hoy, which is directed at those going down to Egypt for help. Woe is to those going down to Egypt, and those who are relying on the horses and their strong chariots, and those who did not ask Hashem. Rashi says this is specifically aimed, as we mentioned back in last perek, at Hoshea ben Ela, the last king of Israel and of the 10 tribes, who sends a delegation down to So, the name of the king of Egypt, in Malachim Bet, Perek Yedzayin. The focus in our perek here is more on those horses. Ve'al susehem hishanu. They relied on the horses. One of the mitzvot hamelech, one of the commands told to the Jewish king in Devarim Perek Yud Zayin was actually not to do this. Lo yarbe lo susim. Not to accumulate too many horses. And the Ramban there in Devarim quotes our pasuk from this perek as proof for why an over-reliance on accumulating and acquiring horses is prohibited to a king, and the consequences and dangers when this mitzvah is not heeded properly, and when Hashem is not the one that the leadership is turning to in times of challenge. Just like you, the people, think that you're acting wisely and making a smart move, the Navi mocks the people and says to them in Pasuk Bet, Vigam hu chacham, Hashem is also wise. And the message that Hashem is trying to send to the Nevi'im is that they should have been turning to him and that nothing's really going to change for them. The words that he said earlier are not going to change. And think back to what happened to Mitzrayim the first time. Hashem, again, is going to send his hand on Mitzrayim like before. And Hashem had said that if you go back to Mitzrayim voluntarily, then I'm going to cause it that you're going to be forced to go back there in exile. We can also look at Psukim Bet and Gimel together a little bit differently and understand that when the Pasuk says Hashem is wise, it's talking about the fact that Hashem understands the workings of the world, knows when to bring harm, knows when to cause punishment, when to bring punishment, and when to bring reward. But Mitzrayim is not a god. Umitzrayim Adam v'lo el. V'susehem basar lo ruach. And their animals are flesh and blood. They're regular animals, physical beings. So if you aren't able to help yourself, you're a human, you're flesh and blood, then logically, doesn't it make sense not to necessarily think another human is going to help, but maybe turn to Hashem, a spiritual being who could really have the potential to help you. So again, logically, in a sense, Yeshayahu is trying to ask the people if what they're doing makes sense, if they're over-reliant on another human is really the way to go, and especially when they've been told many times how Hashem is their avenue, could be their avenue, and historically has shown that he is the one who can provide them with the salvation they want. Ki ko amar Hashem Eli, Pasuk Dalet tells us, Ka'asher yegheh ha'aryeh v'hakfir al tarfo. Just as a lion or a young lion growls over its prey, asher yikare alav milo ro'im, even when a band of shepherds is gathering against him, mikolam lo yechat, a lion isn't scared of the many shepherds and their yelling. Hashem, as that lion, will come down and protect Har Tzion. Hashem will protect us from the shepherds, from the nations out to get us. Or another way we can look at this lion is that it's Ashur coming to prey on Yerushalayim, and the shepherds are the Egyptians that are coming presumably to help and scream at Ashur. But Ashur is not scared off and continues to fight Yerushalayim, and it's only Hashem who can come down and fight and defeat Ashur. Either way, Hashem is seen as the only one to ultimately be able to protect Yerushalayim effectively. Like a bird that protects and hovers around its nest, so too will Hashem protect Yerushalayim. As the second half of Pasuk Hey says, Ganon v'hitzil, pasoach v'himalit, protecting and saving, passing over and rescuing. These are what Hashem can do. And maybe with the speed of birds. When we think of this bird metaphor, Atem re'item asher asiti l'mitzrayim. We have this pasuk from Shmot, Perek Yotet. You saw what I did to you in defeating you from, of all nations, Mitzrayim. Va'asa etchem al kanfei nesharim. I carried you on the wings of eagles, the wings of birds. which again shows us how Hashem punished the Egyptians and saved us with this bird imagery. The word pasach, which comes up in our pasuk here, reminds us of how Hashem saved us in Mitzrayim, on the holiday of Pesach, from Paro, and how he can save us and will save us from Sancheirev in Yerushalayim now as well. In Pasuk Vav, the Navi turns to Bnei Yisrael to return to Hashem, the one you turned away from before, La'asher he'emiku Sarah. Because as Pasuk Zion tells us, on that day when Hashem saves Yerushalayim, you'll realize that you'll want to leave your idols. And you won't, but so the Navi is saying, don't wait until then. Don't wait until it's after the fact. Return now and proactively take that leap. The idols that you made with your hands, aka the ones that are not going to help you, are a sin, are a chet. The word chet means literally to miss the mark or the target. And I think it fits in nicely here when you realize that in a sense, the word chet here comes to tell the people that it's a missed opportunity and they'll realize the missed opportunity when they turned to the non-divine instead of turning to the real deal. Asher's downfall in Pasuk Chet is mentioned as not being brought about by the human sword. V'nafal asher becherev lo ish, referencing to the angel of Hashem who will smite them in the middle of the night. And there are a few references in this parak to the angel. Vinas lo mipnei cherev. It could be referring to those left of the Assyrian army, or it could be referencing the ones they feared, the king of Ashur himself, who will flee from the scene, vinas, and from the land. He's going to hear something and return to his land, as we saw alluded to in the psukim in the previous parak. The king of Ashur was considered to be a Sela, a strong and dependable rock, which will now no longer remain there. Asher ur lo b'tzion, v'tanur lo b'Yerushalayim. Because Hashem's fire in Tzion and stove in Yerushalayim. These words and how the perek ends off are talking about references of fire and can be viewed from two different perspectives. On one hand, the destruction for Ashur is like this fire mentioned at the end of last perek as well, and can be the fire of Yerushalayim, that when they touch, the Yerushalayim is like fire, and when they touch us, when they touch the enemy, they will be burned. Or Radak says that the fire Hashem is referring to here through the Navi is the fire of the Mizbeach, and the message is that Hashem is coming here to honor and preserve that fire on the Mizbeach, the Beit HaMikdash itself. And that is why the imagery of fire is being used here at the end of the perek. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.